Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
You know, I like to read. I like audiobooks, actually, because I usually do books on my commute, or if I have a long road trip or something like that. I like books, and I enjoy, well, and I enjoy listener programs here, too, obviously.
Nice save.
But I did have some quiet time yesterday. I sat down on the couch and read a book, like, for an hour. I sat down and read a book.
Like an actual book?
A book.
Whoa.
Paper, like, in
no
my
way.
Hands. I was able to read more than 2 pages while sitting down.
That's crazy.
I very rarely get to do that. And I enjoyed every minute of it. Yes. It was in between, you know, piles of laundry and things like that yesterday. Yesterday was catch-up day.
Mm-hmm.
Busy weekend. And so a chance to sit down. But I did enjoy the peace and quiet. Read a book. And it was so nice.
It's peaceful.
What I don't get to do very often, and I wish I did more, was read fiction.
Yeah.
And we have a great author of fiction. I guess we can call it fiction.
Yeah. It's young adult thrillers.
Regular guest here, though, on the Coffee Hour, Lisa Clark. She's senior editor with Concordia Publishing House and author of the Messenger series. Lisa, thanks for joining us on the Coffee Hour.
Thanks for having me. I just love being on this show. So thanks for having me visit with you today.
It's so fun to have you on. And we always talk about great things from CPH, but we love also talking about your books.
Yeah.
This was an intriguing, interesting, kind of what, sci-fi-y sort of series?
Yeah,
it's a trilogy now.
$1 million question.
Yeah. $1 million.
What is it?
It's a trilogy, for sure. And people ask, you know, how would you describe this book? And it's kind of unique because in a lot of ways, it sort of bends the genre boundaries a little bit. So one of the words we use is dystopian. People who like dystopian fiction would really like this kind of book. I love that kind of a genre. But it is told with a Christian's perspective, which is very unique. Because with dystopian fiction, a lot of times the ending isn't so great or the hope is in ourselves. Where, of course, with the Christian worldview added into this and really a huge part integrated into this dystopian fiction, it takes on a totally different feel, of course. So I've heard that. I've heard young adult, except there's plenty of people who are like, I'm 80 and I love it. So no matter what age you are, it can be fun as well.
You can be 80 and be young.
I feel like you're never actually too old for young adult.
I agree. I think one of the defining characteristics one of the main characters is a teenager. So that's what kind of helps it be categorized as young adult a lot of times. But, you know, again, I've seen people of all ages read it, so I think it's a pretty good representation, something that can be used for all ages.
Yeah, and I'm a fan of dystopian, so
hey.
I'm excited.
I live in dystopia.
Oh, boy. That's a different conversation, Andy.
Is that not a place?
No.
Okay.
Anyway, so... Lisa, without giving away too much of this third book that was just released, was that last week, a week ago?
Last week. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Congratulations, by the way. That's so super exciting.
Thanks.
Tell us a little bit about the main characters and kind of the background of what these characters are dealing with.
Sure. Well, the Messengers series, you know, every book, it's the Messengers discovered, then the Messengers concealed, the Messengers revealed. And so, of course, the story focuses on this group called the Messengers. And the main character is Simon. And his first, thing he has to figure out is who are these Messengers? Why are they called Messengers? In fact, the government calls this group the Darkness. They don't even use that term. So he has to kind of figure out who these people are. And then as he becomes more acclimated to who these people are, he himself becomes a messenger and actually realizes some pretty important and almost painful realities about his own world and his own past as well. So again, it's this neat way. I often try not to give too much of a spoiler, but it's probably pretty obvious to those listening that the messengers, are Christian. And so I think that, chapter 5, you'll find that out. So
chapter 5.
And again, you probably figure it out by reading back cover copy and things of that nature as well. But so it's really fun to kind of take this character who in some ways is an unbeliever or just kind of on the fence or just not sure what Christians are all about. He learns about them, and then he's basically the first book, he's kind of this baby Christian. And then the second book, he has to figure out what it is to navigate this world, be in the world and not of the world. And then in the last book, he really has to figure out, okay, now I'm in this Christian community. What is it to have this life together, to love your neighbor, and what all that really truly means? So it's been kind of fun to sort of take this character and kind of go through this sort of journey of discovering the truth and then, okay, now what? What does that mean for me? But then how does it also mean, what does it imply for my life with other people? So hopefully I can take different readers of different places of their own lives. Maybe they're a lot like Simon at the very beginning, or maybe they are more like a Zeke or one of the other characters who help him along. But regardless, I think we can all learn lessons, because I certainly have learned lessons as I was going through this series as well.
So this is a trilogy now.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we always go for trilogies, first, second, and a third?
It feels
complete.
There you go. Well, three's a good number. It's kind of a Christian,
But couldn't we go for a fourth?
My daughter's actually sort of begging for one, but
now,
that's a story for another day.
As you've written this, obviously, yes, it's fiction. Would you be kind of freaked out if you start seeing some of these things actually happening around you?
Well, the reality is that's kind of the whole point, that fiction is often a reflection of reality, and in some ways it's a distilled truth. And that was one of the huge points when I started this trilogy in the very beginning, because I had been a high school teacher and I missed my kids. And I thought, man, there's so many things I wish I could tell them right now from what I've learned, from what I've discovered by watching new people that I had come in contact with in the education world, but also coming into contact with just watching our world. But part of my point really for teenagers especially is to say, look, I know you're a Christian and I know it's hard. I know that you're seeing things in this world and it's scary. I know, frankly, that we're seeing Christian persecution on a global level more than ever in history. And yet, part of my plot really points to the past as well, to say, look, this has happened for centuries. This has happened from the very beginnings of the church, and it continued to happen. And in some ways, as sad as that is, it's also kind of comforting, because you know that God was faithful to Christians from the very beginning. He was faithful to believers from the beginning of time, and he is absolutely going to keep all of his promises to us as well. So kind of this camaraderie, not only with one another here and now in this space, but also this brother and sisterhood of all believers in the world, as well as throughout space and time. So that definitely has been a point of showing kind of the reality of this. And so a lot of people say, oh, I can see this happening. Like, well, yes, of course you can. you can definitely, not only right now, because the climates change from one country to another, from one decade to another, and that really shouldn't surprise us. But what we can do is use that as an opportunity to equip us. So this really has been like a pep rally of sorts, and saying, okay, you're seeing some things that you don't like. Now here's maybe a way to help you cope with this.
So we have just 2 minutes left, but
oh, wow.
I know, so fast. Are there ways that families can now use this trilogy to have these discussions about what's going on in the world with what kids are seeing, maybe in school or on their social media? Are there ways to use this book as a family discussion tool?
Absolutely. So first of all, before I get too far, I want to say that today's super, super exciting. I was surprised that CPH is actually having a crazy good deal on this trilogy. You can actually get all three books at once for $21 today, which is a one-day sale. It's crazy big. So you can do that by going to cph.org and searching the messengers, or you could go to my blog, which is whyofawriter.org. Yes, or Tom, either one. ViberWriter.com. And you can find those kinds of details because this is huge. They're getting ready for this huge family summer reading program kind of thing as well. It's for anybody, actually, anyone from all ages. We have reading lists for everybody. It's called CPH Reads. And so they can use that program as sort of a jump start or an excuse. And they can use this crazy good sale as an excuse to get the whole trilogy. But my whole point, actually, I talked about this in my book release party last week. My parents modeled these kind of conversations on a daily level about using God's word. And that's one of the things that readers continually comment on, of how naturally the characters talk about God's word in a way that doesn't sound contrived. And I thank my parents for that because they modeled it. And so I love it when I hear families say, I read it and my kid read it and now we're talking about it. There are questions in the back of the book. We've written already at least, I've written about seven-ish blogs on how to teach it. Not only in the classroom, but you can apply some of those things in your family as well. And that's actually continuing. CPH is starting a series of blog posts of how you can actually use the books in the series this summer. One that Eden Keefe just actually gave some ideas on yesterday on how can you use this book during the summer within the family to really have those conversations about God's word in a very real way.
Lisa Clark, senior editor with Concordia Publishing House. Thanks for being our guest on the Coffee Hour.
Always love it. Thanks so much.
Christ for you anytime, anywhere.